1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 15 to 24. But if the unbeliever leaves, let him do so. A believing man or woman is not bound in such circumstances. God has called us to live in peace. How do you know, wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, husband, whether you will save your wife? Nevertheless, each one should retain the place in life that the Lord assigned to him, and to which God has called him. This is the rule I lay down in all the churches. Was a man already circumcised when he was called? He should not become uncircumcised. Was a man uncircumcised when he was called? He should not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing. Keeping God's commands is what counts. Each one should remain in the situation where he was when God called him. Were you a slave when you were called? Don't let it trouble you, although if you can gain your freedom, do so. For he who was a slave when he was called by the Lord is the Lord's freeman. Similarly, he who is a free man when he was called is Christ's slave. You were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. Brothers, each man, as responsible to God, should remain in the situation God called him to. This passage can be quite puzzling, but it starts off by finishing the section about wives and husbands. Paul is saying that if an unbeliever leaves the marriage relationship, then they are allowed to do so. And a believing man or a believing woman is not bound in that situation. They are at liberty to let the other partner go. But he says, you still don't know if you persist with your marriage, whether one is married and one is not married. Your godly life may influence your husband or your wife and may bring them into the heavenly kingdom, may save their souls one day. So what he's saying in the verses after, he's saying that we should retain the place in life that God has called us to. Now, this might seem the idea that we all have a position, some are above others, some below, and we're to be happy with our lot. But this is not what Paul means here. Paul, as usual, is speaking about these things in a spiritual way. He is not concerned with the outward form of things. He is concerned about spiritual things. So he says, if you were circumcised when God called you and saved you, you're not to be uncircumcised. You stay the way that God found you, so to speak. And the person who is uncircumcised should not become circumcised. And Paul's verdict is that circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing. The outward form of what we might think or believe is worthless. What really counts is that we keep God's holy commandments. That is righteousness. And that is what God seeks from us. So he says we should remain in our situation, our social situation, where God calls us. Now, this is where it gets quite shocking. He says, if you were a slave when you were called, don't let it trouble you. But he does say, if you're able to, get your freedom. Because being a slave is not a good state to be in. But Paul is making a point here. If you are a slave in this world, and you're at the beck and call of everybody, you don't even belong to yourself legally, that is not the reality in God's kingdom. So what your situation is in this life is irrelevant. What your position is in God's kingdom is extremely relevant. And every man or woman, boy and girl, in God's kingdom occupies the same position. He's also saying that if you were a slave when God called you, you are now the Lord's freeman. So your spiritual situation is you are a free person. You may not be outwardly in this world, but you are to God. And then he makes the point, he brings it home and he says, if you're a free person when God called you and saved you, maybe you're a person of some position, you are called and saved to be Christ's slave. So what he's trying to say here is that your outward position in this life, your social standing, What profession, what job, anything you do is of no consequence. What matters is that we belong to Christ. And if we belong to Christ, we are free. And if we belong to Christ, we are his slave, which is perfect freedom. So we're all to remain responsible to God in whatever the situation God has called us. It is very hard for us because we are earthly minded. Even as Christians, we're earthly minded. And we want to be somebody. We want to have education. We want to have somebody saying good things about us. We want to have a good position in society so that we can influence people and so that we can be respected. But that is not the reality in God's kingdom. In God's kingdom, it is those who are spiritual, those who are forgiven, those who deliberately follow him and obey him. They are his children. They are his free children. And they are Christ's slave. It is very hard for us to break out of the mindset that we have, especially here in the West. Perhaps we can think about it a bit more carefully in our in the inner parts of our own mind. What it actually means to me, this passage. Do I crave the things of this life? Do I seek? Do I really try to do my best and try to get somewhere and try to be somebody? Or do I serve the Lord where I am, right where I am? It doesn't matter what position you're in society. There are plenty of people to witness to. There are plenty of people to serve and to tell them about Jesus. And that is what we have to do. What layer we're in really doesn't matter. All that matters is that we are faithful to him.